Since 2001, UNE's Marine Animal Rehabilitation Center has helped more than 1,000 animals, mostly seals and sea turtles, return to the sea. Their releases usually elicit oohs and ahs from enthusiasts who watch the homecoming, as captured in this video from a release of three seals in 2009 posted on YouTube. The closest rehabilitation centers outside of Maine are in Massachusetts and Connecticut, after federal officials shut down Maine's largest seal rescue agency in Westbrook in 2007, citing operational problems. UNE announced the decision to end its program in late May.
That was pretty devastating for us.
Linda Dowdy is the executive director of the Kennebunk-based Marine Mammals of Maine. The organization is like the ambulance of the marine mammal world. From Kittery to Rockland, they're the first responders to calls of possible strandings.
This is the time of year we'll see seal pups that are born. It's our busiest time.
That's because it's seal pupping season, and it's also a time when more people are near the ocean and beaches and may frighten seal mothers away. Dowdy says her organization has already responded to 50 animals since the beginning of May, and those that need rescue because of dehydration or malnourishment now must be transported hundreds of miles.
As of this morning, we just filled the last two spots at Mystic Aquarium. So currently there is one spot left at Nashmean Life Center in Buzzards Bay.
Our numbers definitely have increased.
Janelle Hsu is the stranding coordinator at the Mystic Aquarium in Connecticut.
I would say we're twofold the number of animals that we've taken in this time of year compared to years past.
Hsu says all of the animals they've taken in for the summer months have been young harbor seal pups from Maine. They'll stay for 3 to 4 months at a cost of $6,000 to $10,000 each. Hsu says the Mystic Aquarium has increased capacity about as much as it can.
You can shove as many animals into a pool as you really want, but is that going to be good for the animal?
Funding is a perennial problem, and part of the reason UNE decided to close its Marine Animal Rehab Center, says Ed Bilski, the VP of Research and Scholarship. Bilski says when the rehab center was established in 2001, there was a concerted effort, backed by federal grants, to help restore a seal population that plummeted from years of hunting. Those federal dollars aren't available anymore, says Bilski.
They, looking at the seal populations and the rebound back into healthy numbers, made the switch to defund this particular project. It was through the Prescott Grant Initiative.
Meanwhile, Bilski says UNE is trying to equip students for jobs relevant to current needs in marine resources. The university has won a number of grants to strengthen existing fisheries management programs and develop new ones. The Marine Animal Rehab Center, he says, was a great experience for some students. And
we think that the new initiatives that we're undertaking will have just as high quality of an experience, but be able to do that for a lot more of our students.
Linda Dowdy of Marine Mammals of Maine says she knows firsthand how difficult it is to keep rehab and rescue programs going. Even though she relies on 60 volunteers to help her respond to stranded marine mammals, it still costs about $200 per animal. She says her organization will launch a fundraising campaign in the next week or so.
It's our responsibility as ocean stewards to kind of help these animals.
Ed Bilski says UNE will continue education and outreach efforts to prevent strandings. And Linda Dowdy reminds the public to stay at least 150 feet away from a stranded marine mammal and call the hotline at 1-800-532-9551. For MPBN News, I'm Patty White.